suspected operation goes haywire.
You strung some sort of a line across the road.
Yes, ma'am.
Pulled the line taut and damaged his pickup truck. You're lucky you weren't riding in a convertible.
Was anyone blocking this road to ruin?
Did you see any cones?
I did not, Your Honor.
What it sounds to me like you did was go like this. Mm.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Motorist Albert Slechten says homeowner Terry Rogers damaged his truck while attempting to take down a tree in his neighbor's yard.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 404 on the calendar, in the matter of Slechten versus Rogers.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Well, every once in a while, you get something brand new. And you know how energizing that is when you get something brand new? This is a brand new one for us, Bernie. Mr. Rogers, you were doing somebody a favor, according to you, and taking down a tree. On which side were you taking the tree down?
It's on the opposite side of where I'm standing.
You go over and point to me which tree was coming down, Mr. Rogers.
This is the rotten tree.
That's the rotten tree?
Yes, sir.
Well, that would be the tree you wanted to take down.
Yes, Your Honor.
And in order to take down that tree, you strung some sort of a line across the road.
Yes, ma'am.
And you anchored that line to where?
I anchored it to my son's pickup around this tree.
Okay, so you anchored the dead tree around a good tree.
That's correct.
So you attached this line to the dead tree, strung it around a live tree. The blue car is your son's pickup truck.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the idea was you're going to start up the son's pickup truck. The line becomes taut. The dead tree, which has no roots, I assume, or miserable roots, will come out easily without destroying the good tree. And while you were in the middle of doing this, Mr. Slechten?
Slechten, yes, Slechten, Your Honor.
Was coming down the road in his truck?
Silverado truck, yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Slechten says just as his truck was coming down the road, whoever was driving the pickup truck, was that you?
It's my son.
The son. Where is he?
He's not here, Your Honor.
That would be a good idea. Pulled the line taut and damaged his pickup truck. You're lucky you weren't riding in a convertible.
Your Honor, that's not exactly how it happened.
That's what he says. And he wants you to pay for the damage to the truck. Okay. So now, why don't you tell me your version of what happened?
Yes, ma'am. On the day in question, I cut most of the tree limbs down out of the tree, the larger tree limbs down, and cut them up so I wouldn't have to have the road blocked very long at all. And at that time, we strung the chain around the bumper, blocked traffic, stopped traffic in both directions.
Who blocked traffic?
My son and myself.
Well, your son didn't block traffic because your son is in the truck.
He's not in the truck at this time. We go out and we stop traffic, both directions. He goes one way down the street, I go down the other street. I put a cone out, he puts a traffic cone out, stop traffic.
Where is the cone? I don't see a cone in that picture.
I understand. This is a safety triangle, and it is making sure that that's probably where...
Where is the cone?
Right here and right here.
So you don't see the cone in that there?
That's correct.
Did you see any cones?
I did not, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Once we had the traffic stopped and the cones put out, we stretched it taut, and I began cutting the tree. This gentleman came around, stopped traffic, came around our cones, and into and up under the chain all the way up to his windshield and stopped. At that time, we were all yelling at him to stop and everything. He continued.
Who was all?
My son.
Your son is in the truck.
Right. He sees him coming, too.
Don't tell me what he saw. He's not here.
Okay.
Your son is in the truck. Who else is out there with you?
There's a gentleman, a serviceman, that's servicing a range or a refrigerator or something in this house.
No, listen to me, sir.
Okay.
Who else is out there doing this project with you? Who are these two people here?
Those are my witnesses.
Do they live there?
Stephanie lives here in this house, and she had stepped across, and I have video of what transpired.
I would like to see the video, but I'm just asking you this question.
Yes, ma'am.
Aside from you and your son, who else was out there?
Outside? Or look, Stephanie and her daddy were inside the house looking out the window, looking out the door. Is that what you're asking?
That's not what I'm asking at all, Mr. Rogers. What I'm suggesting to you is I have a home.
Yes, ma'am.
And periodically, the road leading to our home is the subject of some sort of event. The tree trimmers come over. Sometimes a tree has to come down. And there is always, on a traveled road, and you say this is a traveled road because traffic was stopped, that's what you say, always a person with a sign that says stop. Let certain cars go this way, let certain cars go this way, or holds up the stop sign on both sides and say, nobody go because we have to do something for a short period of time. What it sounds to me like you did was go like this.
After we stopped traffic in both directions.
Let's understand each other. You stopped traffic and then you left the stopped traffic without a person there to advise motorists that the reason traffic is stopped is because you're taking down a tree. If I believe that the traffic was stopped, it may have been. What I'm telling you is people usually get a permit. Did you have that?
Didn't need one at that time.
Great.
Never had to have one.
Great. Then you went like this. I'm gonna stop traffic and hope that nothing happens, and stretch the thing across, and hope that nobody goes around my cone if it was there. But now I'm gonna let you step back. Is there anything that was discussed by me that was inaccurate? Let me go back a second. Was there stopped traffic?
No, Your Honor. I was the only vehicle going in either direction at that time.
So you didn't see any stopped traffic?
Did not, Your Honor.
Did you see any cones?
Not at the time. However, they had a triangle about 2 feet off the curb, which I have a picture of, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it, and I think that that's exactly what he...
And I have some other pictures you might like to see of the
I would.
Scene.
And were they taking down this dead tree on your property?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so they were helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay, video, please.
I did not block the roadway. I didn't think that I would, but I was making sure by putting the cones out and everything.
I saw no cones, not one. In your picture, I did not see one cone.
They're not going to be.
I did not see one cone.
I understand. It wasn't wide enough view to show the cones down the road.
That's your video. It's your video. Nor did the video show stop traffic. You owe him the damage to his truck. Can I see the damage to your truck,
Your
please? Going like this can be very dangerous, sir.
In 38 years, I've never had anybody go around stop traffic, around the cones.
Well, you did this time, sir. You went like this for 38 years. Yeah. Is this your business?
Some.
What do you mean, some? What does that mean, some?
Part-time.
So you take down trees part-time?
Yes, ma'am.
I live in a place where I have had many dead trees. And when they get taken down, the tree company comes, and they post men on the street, and they make sure traffic is stopped at the time that they are taking down the tree, to ensure nobody gets hurt. And you took a shortcut because these two people, who was doing the videotaping? Raise your hand. Put her at the end of the street. Instead of with a video camera, put her at the end of the street to stop traffic. And who are you?
I'm his wife.
Put her at the other end in a yellow suit. Ridiculous. Very dangerous. 1748, Your judgment Honor? For the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused, and they step out.
First thing you know, bang, I hit this six-foot-high chain.
He drove around, stopped traffic.
Thought I got hit by an airplane.
Around the cones and up to the chain.
Didn't see it at all. Who would look 6 feet high in the middle of the air?
Looking like this and saw the chain up at his windshield and then continued on anyway.
For a chain when you're driving down the street.
Got it up on the roof of his truck and then stopped.
Unbelievable.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Harris versus Penn. Step forward.
Devin Harris says ex-girlfriend Jasmine Penn owes for a rental car and a loan. Jasmine is countersuing for unpaid rent.
Mr. Harris, Ms. Penn is your girlfriend.
Yes.
And you lived together for a period of time?
Yes.
And you moved into her apartment?
Yes.
When did you move into her apartment?
I can't remember the exact date that I actually moved in.
A month. Let's start with easier. Let's start with year.
Oh, 2013.
Was it hot or cold?
You know, it was San Bernardino, so it was very hot. So try to remember the date I actually moved in.
March.
See, I knew she would know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why didn't you pay for rent?
I didn't pay any rent.
Why?
We didn't discuss payments for rent. I was supposed to help pay with the bills. Yeah.
Did you pay those?
No.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Devin Harris says ex-girlfriend Jasmine Penn owes for a rental car and a loan. Jasmine is countersuing for unpaid rent.
And when had you moved into the apartment?
I moved in February the 28th.
And you took the lease in your own name?
Yes, originally I took it into...
Just a second. Originally, you took the apartment in your name.
I did.
And then you met him and things moved quickly and you decided to move in with her.
Yes.
And it is your claim that you loaned her some money.
Yes.
And also rented a car on your credit that she was supposed to pay for.
Yes.
She didn't.
Yes.
And in addition, she had a little fender bender in the car, all of which he became responsible for. And something about $1,600 that came out of your checking account. What was that for?
It was actually $1,500. That was for the car rental itself.
Okay. And she has cross-complaint for unpaid rent and the fees that she had to incur for breaking her lease. Now, you broke the lease?
Yes,
because she couldn't afford to pay the rent?
Yes, Your Honor.
You should have thought of that before you signed the lease.
Well, he agreed to pay.
No, he didn't agree to pay for anything when you signed the lease. You signed the lease by yourself.
Yes, Your Honor.
He didn't move in for at least another month after that.
2.5 weeks to a month.
A month. So I assume that when you took that apartment, you had intended to get a roommate.
I tried to get a roommate towards
I assume that that was your intention to get a roommate because you didn't have him when you rented the apartment. So it's not his fault that you broke the lease. It's your own fault you broke the lease. How many months did you live together?
2.5, 3 months.
Did you pay rent when you were there?
I didn't pay specifically to the rent. I pretty much paid household things. At the time, I had just recently bought a car, and we only had one car, and we worked about an hour from our job, so my car and gas was paying for us to get back and forth to work, and I was paying for, like, you know, food and things like that.
What other things like that?
Just everyday things you need to pay for stuff, just, you know, groceries.
Why didn't you pay for rent?
I didn't pay any rent.
Why?
We didn't discuss payments for rent. I was supposed to help pay with the bills for, like, light bills, electric bills, and stuff like that, and that's the only thing I was supposed to pay for.
Well, light and electric bills.
Yeah.
Did you pay those?
No.
So she was going to pay the rent and you were going to pay the utilities.
Exactly.
And the gas to and from the car, that, you know, that may work out. How much was the rent in total?
$800.
Well, if he paid for the gas.
We were going to the same place.
It doesn't matter. You would have to get there. So listen, even if I were to use your logic that he had to use his car to get to work anyway and I was just tagging along, he can say to me, I was living in her apartment. She was going to pay the rent anyway. Why do I have to pay her?
He agreed to.
Just a second. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You broke the lease and then you went and lived at his parents' house. You didn't say that. How come somebody left that out of the equation?
He asked me to.
Real
cases, real people, Judge Judy.
Devin Harris says ex-girlfriend Jasmine Penn owes for a rental car and a loan. Jasmine is countersuing for unpaid rent.
Now, if he was supposed to pay the transportation and the utilities, and you tell me that you didn't pay the utilities because you have no proof that you paid the utilities, you at least owe up for the utilities.
Yeah.
For the 2.5 months you were living there, how much do you think that was?
I would say about total about $200. But the thing is, it's not about me paying the utilities. It's that I've given her money that covers the utilities that, you know, since then, so.
That's all he did throughout the whole relationship.
So you owe her for the utilities. Let's say it's $200.
Okay.
For the time that you lived there, and you did use your car back and forth for part of that time.
Yeah.
But then she rented a car because you had different shifts, then your shifts changed. How many months did she use the rental car?
Between August to October.
Well, August to October, were you living together then?
She was actually living with me at my folks' house for that time.
Oh, you mean when the lease was broken?
She moved in with me into my folks' house, yeah.
Well, you didn't say that. How come somebody left that out of the equation? You broke the lease, and then you went and lived at his parents' house.
He asked me to. After we broke the lease, I was struggling. Me and my daughter, we had no place to go, and he's like, come, stay over here, and then we'll
temporarily... I just would have liked the information. It's not the way you made it appear here. How much did you pay his mother for rent for you and your daughter?
She wasn't charging us anything.
That's not my question. How did you contribute for your support when you were living at his mother's house?
She just asked us to pay the utilities and that was
it. Did you pay them?
Yes, for 1 month.
Strike out the $200. For what months do you claim she owes you for personal expenses that you loaned her money for?
It was a time actually after our breakup. She actually drove the car for a couple weeks after we broke up, and then for about 2 months, she was kind of having issues, so I was pretty much helping her out with just gas and...
Who cares? You were helping her out. That's a nice thing for you to do.
Well, it was due to... She was saying, like, I'll pay you the money back on Friday. I get paid, you know, things like
then
that.
Then you should have stopped lending her money, if that's what you thought it was. Did you ever get together during that time?
No.
Okay. Now, let's talk about your car. Who should pay for your car?
He should.
Why?
Because he rented it. I was just an additional driver.
What? Speak up!
He rented it. I was just an additional driver.
Well, I understand that because you didn't have the credit to do it. That's why he rented it.
Right.
But he had his own car.
At the time, his car was in the shop.
Really? Was your car in the shop?
Yeah, my car was in the shop. I was driving another car that my family
What other car?
I was using my grandmother's Lexus at that time.
How long was your car in the shop?
A little bit over a month.
And how many months did you have the car?
About a month and a half.
How long did she have the car? You have the information.
Approximately from August 19th to October 25th.
That's more than a little over a month.
Well, I don't remember exactly.
You don't remember. I don't remember. And you know what else I'm not going to remember either one of you when I finish this case.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you owe him for the rental car. You needed a car. You didn't have credit to get a car. He got you the car. Why didn't you pay for the car?
Well, I feel like still in turn, he owed me for breaking the lease, rent, utilities. So I feel like it went both
ways. And what about you and your kid? Lived at his mother's house. You didn't pay for anything.
That was his grandma's choice. I mean, his
grandma gave us
that.
Well, it was your choice, too. It was your choice to rent an apartment that you couldn't pay for. For you and your daughter.
I could pay for it at the time, but when he moved in...
No. If you could pay for it at the time, then what prevented you from continuing to pay for it?
I'm having to pay the utilities, all the food.
Yeah, the utilities are the same, just like when he drives his car to work with you hanging on the door.
I was giving him gas for when we were going.
Ridiculous.
We're going to the
How much was the car?
Every day.
How much was the car?
How much was the rental car?
Oh, $15,000, $10,000, $70,000.
$15,000, $10,000, $70,000. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's just my fault. I should have had something more in writing, and I should have just prepared myself a little bit more.
The money that I spent that's out of my account will be put back in my account, so I can't complain.
Especially when you're moving in too fast in a relationship.
We did. I mean, sometimes that happens. You know, we move there too fast, and then...
I should have never entered into a relationship where I pretty much didn't even know the guy.
Other things occurred, you know, working and just drifting apart, and that caused like, arguments, and here we are today.
He did a lot of this, just like the judge said. He does a lot of this and not enough action.
What they say about the woman scorn or something like that, you know, so...
So, at the end of the day, it's my bad.
Lesson learned.